Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis, here on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Κάποιου χρυσού γυαλού. Θα γίνω Βραζιλιάνα με το σομπρέρο μου. Θα σε ο καμπαλέρο μου. Κι όταν τον αδειοέρο μου για σένα θα αρχίσουν οι μαράκες ρυθμό να δίνουνε. Τα άστρα θα τρεμοσβήνουνε. Κι όλα χώρος να γίνουνε. Θα
ναι. Μ' αυτό το μαράκο. Και Βραζιλιάνο με κανιβέρο αυτό το μαύρο απ' την Βραζιλ αυτό το μαύρο το Βραζιλιέρο μου δίνει κέφι μου δίνει στυλ και Βραζιλιάνο με κανιβέρο αυτό το μαύρο.
Να δεις αυτή την όμορφη βραδιά και σαν δυο ξένια στα παιδιά θα φύγουμε κι αλλού. Κάποιου χρυσού γυαλού. Θα γίνω Βραζιλιάνα με το σομπρέρο μου. Θα σε ο καμπαλέρο μου. Κι όταν θα λάβει ο έρος μου για σένα. Θα αρχίσουν οι μαράκες ρυθμό να δίνουνε. Τα άστρα να τρεμοσβήνουνε. Κι όλα χώρος να γίνουνε χαρές.
Αυτό το μπαμπό. Βραζιλιάνο με κανιβέρο αυτό το μαύρο απ' την Βραζιλ και Βραζιλιάνο με κανιβέρο αυτό το μαύρο απ' την Βραζιλ.
A Taste of Carnaval, starting off today's broadcast of Dialogos Radio, as we heard Speranza Vrana with a classic song titled Afto to Mambo to Brasileiro. You're tuned to Dialogos Radio, the Greek-American radio program, which is heard each week on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and I will be here with you for the next hour with more great music from Greece, such as our first song today, which we selected because Carnaval was thus recently celebrated in Greece. Though it is often more commonly associated with countries such as Brazil, Carnaval is also celebrated in Greece as well, right before the start of Lent, with people dressing up in various costumes, much like Halloween, and various parades and fun events take place throughout the country as well. So we got a bit of taste of Carnaval on our broadcast to get us started today. And before we hear more music, we will be featuring this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series here on Dialogos Radio, where today we will be presenting an interview with Professor Savas Piperidis of the Technical University of Crete in Greece, who is part of a team of scientists, researchers, and students who have developed an innovative new electric vehicle by the name of EcoRacer. The EcoRacer is entirely Greek-made, and it has earned a number of awards and distinctions in international competitions for its environmental friendliness, for its safety features, and for other technological innovations. And in today's interview, Professor Piperidis will introduce the EcoRacer to us. He will talk about the technological features and innovations that it contains, and he will also talk about the problems that the EcoRacer has faced from the Greek bureaucracy, which have so far prevented it from being made available to the mass market. This very interesting interview is coming up next on the Dialogos interview series here on Dialogos Radio. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. Joining us today on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series is Savas Piperidis of the Technical University of Crete. Mr. Piperidis, thank you for joining us today. And to begin, share with us a few words about the vehicle known as the EcoRacer and how the idea for it first developed. Thank you for the invitation. This vehicle, the EcoRacer, developed out of our love for automobiles. In 2008, two laboratories here at the Technical University of Crete worked together with the goal of developing a single-seat vehicle which would have very low fuel consumption. That's how the idea began, and since then, this concept has developed. And today, after three different models that we have developed, we have created our current model, which is an electric vehicle which runs on hydrogen. Describe for us some of the technical characteristics as well as some of the technological innovations of the EcoRacer. The biggest innovation is the smart usage of energy in the EcoRacer, which allows the vehicle to consume the smallest possible amount of energy with the best possible performance. In terms of some of the technical characteristics, it is an electric vehicle with a weight of 120 kilograms. It is a single-seater, which has been constructed in its entire at two laboratories at the Technical University of Crete in Greece, the Intelligent Systems Laboratory and the Mechanical Engineering Laboratory. The vehicle uses hydrogen as its fuel, along with a hydrogen fuel cell, which generates electric energy, which is then harnessed by the vehicle in the most efficient way possible, in order for the vehicle to operate with an electric engine, which keeps energy consumption at the lowest possible levels. If I'm not mistaken, the development and construction of the EcoRacer has taken place exclusively at the Technical University of Crete and exclusively by students and professors at the university. Yes, that is correct. Our team is comprised of volunteers, students, and professors who work on this project outside of class and outside of their teaching hours, and despite their very busy schedules on holidays and during the evening hours. We do this in order to realize our dreams, and we have accomplished a lot. We won a number of awards, we participate in international competitions with excellent results, but most importantly, we enjoy ourselves, and our students receive hands-on education at a very high level, allowing them to attain know-how and experiences at the cutting edge of technology, which will help them in their future careers. Could the EcoRacer be marketed to consumers on a mass market at the present time? Yes, this could be possible, but it requires a different approach, because up until now we have only created prototypes of the EcoRacer, built by hand and with great effort in our labs. We have not yet performed the requisite studies for the mass production of the vehicle. This is an additional step that would not be too difficult to accomplish, but it would require additional funding, a business plan, and a line of production in order to produce a vehicle that is designed by Greek minds and built by Greek hands. It has been heard that one of the primary reasons why your team has not proceeded with the mass production of the EcoRacer is the existing legal and political framework in Greece. Is this the case? A lot has been heard about this issue as a result of some statements that we have made in recent years, which have even caught the attention of various government ministries in Greece. The situation at the present time is as follows. When we first began our efforts in 2008, we attempted to register our vehicle in order to be able to circulate it on the streets here in Greece. When we attempted this, however, we were told to go to another country in order to receive the requisite certifications from there that the vehicle is safe, and then to come back to Greece in order to get registered. This, of course, is not possible for us, and from what I understand, nothing has changed in terms of the legal framework in Greece since that time. This, unfortunately, is a clear indication of a lack of a legal framework, which would allow anyone to construct and develop a vehicle in Greece and to circulate it on a road with Greek license plates. It is extremely unfortunate that our vehicle is able to participate in international competitions on tracks with much higher safety standards than ordinary roads, and yet we are unable to circulate the vehicle on a road in Greece. Instead, we purchase foreign-made automobiles, we consume fuels and oils imported from overseas, and nobody has shown any interest in permitting the development of a Greek-made automobile, which would allow us to have domestic value added to the products that we consume. From what I understand, you have suggested that the EcoRacer could be used by the public sector in Greece for a variety of different functions. The easiest way for us to develop the EcoRacer for commercial usage is to promote the usage of the EcoRacer as a vehicle that could be used within urban areas and small communities, such as our university campus, for instance. It could, for example, be used by the postal service to deliver mail, it could be used by the police, it could be circulated in downtown areas for small distances on 8-hour shifts, after which it could be recharged. The vehicle is lightweight and it does not produce noise or pollutants. It is ideal for usage in such situations. What would need to change in the existing legal, political, and business framework in Greece in order for the production of the EcoRacer to proceed? That's a very good question. Many things would have to change. First of all, our mentality needs to change, as in Greece there is no tradition of automaking. We've all learned to purchase automobiles that have been produced overseas, and though there have been some efforts in the past to develop Greek-made automobiles, no such vehicles were ever produced. That is the basic change that needs to take place. Beyond that, we would need to find an investor that would believe in this idea, but this is difficult, as the business sector in Greece in recent years has faced a tremendous crisis, but that's a whole other issue. We are an educational institution and we are doing whatever we possibly can, and indeed we are exceeding our capabilities. We've proven that this idea is viable. We've come up with various solutions over the years to challenges that we have faced in constructing this vehicle. We are very outgoing and forward-thinking, and we are open to any suggestion or collaboration, having already operated under the auspices of our sponsors for the past several years. This is not a fly-by-night operation, but a consistent effort that has been ongoing since 2008, during which time we've built automobiles, we've participated in international competitions, we've been recognized for our achievements, we've made technological improvements, and we've become known all across Europe. You've mentioned your participation in various competitions. Tell us about some of the awards and recognition that the EcoRacer has earned. From the beginning, when we first had this idea and when we first began to develop the EcoRacer, it was a basic goal of ours to participate in international competitions in order to be able to measure our progress in comparison with other efforts worldwide, and also in order to be able to communicate with and share experiences and know-how with people who are involved in the world of automaking. Because unfortunately, in Greece, we do not have this opportunity. There is no one that can share such expertise with with us. Automobile production in Greece is unfortunately non-existent. Within this framework, each year since 2008, we've participated in a major pan-European competition called the Shell Eco Marathon, where the primary goal is to develop a vehicle with the lowest possible fuel consumption and within some very strict technical parameters. We are currently in fourth place in our category, and we have been ranked as high as third place. And within this competition, we've also been awarded first place for two consecutive years in the category of vehicular safety for the safe design of our vehicle. No other team has accomplished this feat. In addition, last year we were awarded first place both by Shell's official panel of judges and also by the audience for a study which we conducted in which participants were asked to portray the world's energy map 50 years in the future. In total, we won three first place awards as part of this competition. In closing, where can our listeners find out more information about the EcoRacer and about your team's efforts? Of course, our website, which is our primary window to the world, contains all of the information about our efforts, and the address is www.tucer.tuc.gr. There, anyone can find additional contact information for our team, and we would be happy to speak with anyone who is interested in working with us or in finding out more about our project. Mr. Piperidis, thank you very much for your time and for this very informative and interesting presentation about the EcoRacer. Best of luck in all of your future efforts. Thank you very much for having me. Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. That was this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio, where we just spoke with Professor Savas Piperidis of the Technical University of Crete about the innovative new electric vehicle that his team has developed by the name of EcoRacer. And as a reminder, the podcast of this interview will soon be available alongside all of our other podcasts on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in our mobile apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and our apps for the Google Chrome browser, in iTunes and TuneIn.com, in the Swell Radio app for iPhones and iPads, and in the Windows Marketplace for Windows Phones and the Windows 8 operating system. Stay tuned as we have some announcements about Diálogos Radio, which you absolutely won't want to miss. But first, we have more great Greek music coming your way here on Diálogos Radio.
ένας θεός πάνω απ' τα δικό. Άσε με μένα στα σύννεφα, σε ένα παλιό βενζινάδικο.
Thank you. Τώρα τα πράγματα κι άλλοι μόνο σε μένα που είμαι φύση ερωτική. Τόσα πειράματα με χώρια και ξένα κι ούτε μια σχέση εκρηκτική. Και τη νύχτα στο κρεβάτι δεν μπορώ να κλείσω μάτι, μάτι, δύσκολη ζωή. Είμαι για κλάματα που βάζω την ενάτη να πάρω λίγη αναπνοή. Σκούρα τα πράγματα βαριά συνεφιασμένα, ο κόσμος επιφυλακή. Μόνο κοιτάγματα και τα σκυλιά δεμένα κι απ' την αγάπη νηστική. Και τη νύχτα στο κρεβάτι δεν μπορώ να κλείσω μάτι, το μάτι, δύσκολη ζωή. Κι είμαι για κλάματα που βάζω την ενάτη να πάρω λίγη αναπνοή. Πράγματα μου το λέγε κι μέρη που ξέρει κολπά μαγικά. Θα ακούμε δράματα κι αυτό το καλοκαίρι με λαδιά κι αγγελιακά. Και τη νύχτα στο κρεβάτι δεν μπορώ να κλείσω μάτι, κομμάτι, δύσκολη ζωή. Είμαι για κλάματα που βάζω την ενάτη να πάρω λίγη αναπνοή. Και τη νύχτα στο κρεβάτι δεν μπορώ να κλείσω μάτι, το μάτι, δύσκολη ζωή. Είμαι για κλάματα που βάζω την ενάτη να πάρω λίγη αναπνοή.
Take the Alagos Radio on a go with you with the new The Alagos Radio app for Kindle devices. Now you can listen to our podcasts, our on-demand broadcasts, and The Alagos Radio 24/7, read all of our latest news and announcements plus our articles, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter all in one great new app. The official The Alagos Radio app for Amazon Kindle devices, available now in the Amazon Marketplace. We just heard Eleni Limu with a song titled Skura ta Pragmata here on The Alagos Radio, and prior to that we heard Andonis Varadis sing Bugirinas, while that set of music began with Alkistis Protopsalti and one of her biggest hits titled Venzinadiko. Earlier in our broadcast we talked about the podcasts which we make available of all of our interviews here at The Alagos Radio, but beginning just a few days ago we've also begun to make written transcripts available of some of our best interviews. These transcripts are available on our website simply by clicking on the transcripts tab on our homepage, and from there you will be able to find the transcripts that we have available and you will be able to read the full text of those interviews. That is available at thealagosmedia.org. We hope to add more transcripts to our website in the coming weeks, and we always welcome volunteers from our listeners who might wish to give us a hand and transcribe one or more interviews for us. And you can get more information about how you can volunteer from our website, thealagosmedia.org. For now though, we'll get back to some music, and in a few moments we will return with more announcements that you will definitely want to stick around for here on The Alagos Radio.
σε χάνω και στα χέρια σου απάνω γέρνω σαν λιγαριά. Αν κάποιο τρένο σφυρίξει, μαχαιριές θα μου ρίξει ο χαμός στην καρδιά. Νύχτα στάσου, νύχτα στάσου μια στιγμή. Και στα χέρια σου απάνω γέρνω σαν λιγαριά. Κι όσα μου λέγες λόγια θα τα πάρει αυγή. Δεν σε κρατάει το δάκρυ αφού άλλη αγάπη μακριά μου έχεις βρει. Νύχτα στάσου, νύχτα στάσου μια στιγμή. Θα πεθάνει την αυγή. Νύχτα ρίξε, νύχτα ρίξε κεραυνό τη σκιά του που θα σβήνει να μυθώ. Αν ξημερώσει σε χάνω και στα χέρια σου απάνω γέρνω σαν λιγαριά.
μωρό μου, είμαι στην αγκαλιά σου. Σε μένα δίνεις τα φιλιά μικρό μου, μας άλλον την καρδιά σου. Φυσάει βοριάς απ' το νοτιά κι όλα τα παίρνει πέρα. Αγάπες, όνειρα, φιλιά γλυκό μου και σκοτεινιάζει η μέρα. Αγάπες, όνειρα, φιλιά μικρό μου και σκοτεινιάζει η μέρα. Άλλο θα πει Χαλκιδική μωρό μου, κι άλλο θα πει Χαλκίδα. Αλλού μου έλεγες πως πας γλυκό μου, μα εγώ αλλού σε είδα. Φυσάει βοριάς απ' το νοτιά κι όλα τα παίρνει πέρα. Αγάπες, όνειρα, φιλιά γλυκό μου και σκοτεινιάζει η μέρα. Αγάπες, όνειρα, φιλιά μικρό μου και σκοτεινιάζει η μέρα. Για εμείς δε θέλουμε γλυκό μου, για τα νησιά να πάμε. Πάνω στο ήσυχο νερό μικρό μου, όμορφα περπατάμε. Φυσάει βοριάς απ' το νοτιά κι όλα τα παίρνει πέρα. Αγάπες, όνειρα, φιλιά μικρό μου και σκοτεινιάζει η μέρα. Αγάπες, όνειρα, φιλιά γλυκό μου και σκοτεινιάζει η μέρα.
Diálogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. We just heard the late, great Nikos Papazoglou singing Lemoni sti Porotokalia here on Diálogos Radio. Before that, we heard Melina Kana with a song Erima Kormia. And we began that set of music with Katerina Betsa with another classic, Nikta Stasu. And if you've been enjoying the music that you've been listening to on today's broadcast and on all of our weekly broadcasts, we are happy to announce that our online radio station, Diálogos Radio 24/7, has been totally revamped. The Allegros Radio 24/7 presents the best Greek music, such as the songs that we've heard today, nonstop and without any commercials. And in addition, it also airs our weekly broadcasts and the best shows and interviews from the vast The Allegros Radio archive. You can tune in directly from our website, theallegrosmedia.org, simply by clicking on the Allegros Radio 24/7 tab. And you can also listen via iTunes Radio in the international/world category, and also through tunein.com and other means, which you can find on our website. We'll go into one final set of songs for today's broadcast, and we'll be back in a few moments with a preview of what you'll be hearing on our upcoming broadcasts here on the Allegros Radio.
Σαν φίλοι και μου είπαν πως υπάρχεις, όμως μαζί με αυτούς περνάγανε τα χρόνια. Χρόνια τσιμέντο παγωμένο σαν χειμώνας, χρόνια παράξενα που τα θυμάμαι ακόμα. Τώρα στο σπίτι μου φωνές που τραγουδάνε, τραγούδια ψεύτικα σε μουσικές χαμένες. Μέσα στα όνειρα που έσβησε ο χρόνος, αυτός ο ίδιος που παρέσυρε και μένα. Πάρε ψυχούλα μου φωτιά, στο διάβα σου να ξέρεις, δεν είναι ο κόσμος μια γραμμή, στα ίσα να τον φέρεις. Πάρε ψυχούλα μου φωτιά, στο διάβα σου να ξέρεις, δεν είναι ο κόσμος μια γραμμή, στα ίσα να τον φέρεις. Σαν φίλοι που χαθήκαν σε μια νύχτα και μου είπαν λόγια που τα πήρε το σκοτάδι. Μα ήρθαν μέρες φωτεινές που δεν τις είχα, με την ελπίδα ζωντανή και πιο μεγάλη. Τώρα στο σπίτι μου αυτοί που θα σημώσουν, μόνο φωνές από παιδιά μπορούν να ακούνε. Κι όποιος θα μάθει την αγάπη να αγκαλιάζει, ίσως κι οι άλλοι μάθουν να τον αγαπούνε. Πάρε ψυχούλα μου φωτιά, στο διάβα σου να ξέρεις, δεν είναι ο κόσμος μια γραμμή, στα ίσα να τον φέρεις. Πάρε ψυχούλα μου φωτιά, στο διάβα σου να ξέρεις, δεν είναι ο κόσμος μια γραμμή, στα ίσα να τον φέρει. Σου να ξέρεις, δεν είναι ο κόσμος μια γραμμή, στα ίσα να τον φέρεις.
άστρο των ματιών σου. Κι όσο μου φεύγεις μακριά, τόσο η φλόγα σου με καίει και με σβήνει. Σαν τη θάλασσα στα βράχια με ρίχνει. Μοίρα μου έγινες και φεύγεις μακριά. Μοίρα μου έγινες. Στα βράχια με ρίχνει. Μοίρα μου έγινες και φεύγεις μακριά. Μοίρα μου έγινες κι όσο μου φεύγεις μακριά. Όσο η φλόγα σου με καίει και με σβήνει. Σαν τη θάλασσα στα βράχια με ρίχνει. Μοίρα μου έγινες και φεύγεις μακριά.
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/Diálogos Media and at twitter.com/Diálogos Media. We just heard a band by the name of Kiterina Podilata with a song titled Tora Siopi here on Diálogos Radio, the Greek-American radio program heard worldwide on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online. Right before that, we heard Adriana Babali with a song titled Mira Muegines, and that set of songs started out with Nikos Zoidakis singing Perasanfili. Today's broadcast of Diálogos Radio is just about ready to come to a close, but before we go, we have a couple more announcements. We are happy to announce that our recent interview with Brown University professor and economist Mark Blythe was picked up by Hot Doc magazine, Greece's foremost investigative journalism magazine. And for our listeners who are in Greece, this magazine is currently available at newsstands and kiosks nationwide, and we are hoping that more interviews and articles from us will be coming your way soon. And coming up on the upcoming editions of Diálogos Radio are more interviews that you will not want to miss, as the Diálogos interview series will be featuring a discussion with renowned economist Richard Wolff, who will analyze the current economic situation in Greece and throughout the Eurozone. We will also soon air our long-delayed interview with the honorary vice president of the Onassis Foundation, Paul Ioannidis, in a discussion of his life, his experiences as part of the Greek resistance against the Nazis during World War II, and his longtime friendship and professional relationship with Aristotle Onassis. These interviews and much more, including new editions of Portes magazine exclusives, are coming your way soon here on Diálogos Radio. For now, though, we will close out today's broadcast with one final song. We will hear a group by the name of Bile with a song titled Piano Fotia. Thank you once again for joining us today here on Diálogos Radio, and have a wonderful weekend.
Γύρω στο 80 μουσική, ένας χορός μες στην ψυχή. Το 90 στις αρχές είπα θα αλλάξω αυτό τον κόσμο. 2000